You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we try to talk to you about not only what is breaking news, but what it means and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Big, powerful lineup today. Not only will we speak to the lady who wants to be the next governor of the great state of New Jersey, but also Steve Moore, who has a very compelling piece in the New York Times today encouraging Mr. Trump to adopt a Reagan-esque tax plan. All that and more coming up on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I'd love to be right, at least most of the time. Thank you, Rush. That's very kind. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. I'm battling through that same little flu that that had me, you know, kind of knocked off kilter yesterday. Today, I'm almost back on kilter health-wise, but the meds are like the ones that's keeping me off kilter now. So I don't know. We're gonna power through this broadcast out of sheer will, if necessary. I'm very interested in hearing from my new. My next guest, because I got the heads up last night that she had a big announcement to make today. She is the reigning lieutenant governor of the state of New Jersey and soon to be, she hopes, the next governor of the state of New Jersey. Kim Guadagno is back with us. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kevin. It's good to be with you again.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your efforts on this. You made a big announcement today. What was that announcement?
Well, this is the first time I've been on the radio to announce it. We've only been in the paper so far. But, you know, in New Jersey, the biggest complaint I've heard over the last 8 years is property taxes, property taxes, property taxes. And every politician says, we're going to do something about the school funding formula, which is the big driver of property taxes. And I've had enough. So I sent my team back to come up with a solution that would help the most vulnerable now. Those that are paying the most now are those that can't keep a roof over their head now, or those that are living in the basement of their homes because they can't afford a roof over their heads now because of the high cost of the school property taxes.
I was not aware, Governor, and I admit I'm a taxpayer in New Jersey and I own a property, but I was not aware at the disparity between our property taxes and what they are on the national level. And I just want you to address that for me.
Right. That should scare everybody. Well, actually, it shouldn't scare anybody in New Jersey. If you pay property taxes, you know it already. You feel it in your pocketbook. You just felt it in your pocketbook this week when you paid your taxes. But it was in New Jersey, the average tax bill for a single-family home in New Jersey, the average is $8,549 and change.
And nationally, it's what?
$3,296. So a difference of, $5,000.
$5,300. $5,300.
And that's just on the average home.
So the highest
property taxes in the country.
So your team went back and they you put them into the brainstorm room and they went to work. What did they come out with, and what are you ready to propose in order to fix it?
We have come up with a plan called a circuit breaker, which is really kind of basic. If your property taxes are 5%, over 5% of your household income, then you just don't pay that extra tax. So, for example, your property taxes are $5,000. Let's do it another way. Let's say the school taxes in your town are $5,800. Your median income is about $92,000. So 5% of your income is $4,600. You would not have to pay the difference between that $5,800 and that $4,600. In other words, you'd save immediately without sending it to Trenton $1,230.
Wow.
It sounds a little complicated, but really all you need to know is that if you pay more than 5% of your household income, then the circuit breaker is kicked in and you won't have to pay anymore. What does that do for us? That gives us certainty, right?
No doubt about it. And there's a certain degree of ways that this is going to help now every property owner across the state of New Jersey. There's a lot of tax plan ideas out there, and your Democratic rival is just announcing going in, I'm going to raise your taxes. Just plan on it. Your taxes are going up. I've heard other ideas like giving all unionized jobs like police and fire and teachers, not letting them pay any state taxes at all. Which I think then just sets up the average citizen to resent the public servants that are doing that. And it's very, very unfair in its process. But this, your plan, goes across every stripe and barrier. It covers everybody that owns property, and it gives them bona fide pocketed savings that day.
Well, what it really means is that the people that are paying the most, who are least able to make that property tax payment, will get relief. And about 1 million to 1.5 million New Jerseyans will see some form of relief under this plan. And it's separate, Kevin, this is what's hard for people to wrap their heads around. It's separate from changing the school funding formula. So I know.
Explain for people that have concern about that. Explain how it doesn't.
Well, you know, the school funding formula is a formula that dates back to 2008, and everybody fights over whether we should change it, and everybody's discussing it. We're having another commission and another blue ribbon panel to talk about how we change the school funding formula, which is really the driver of property taxes in New Jersey. This is wholly separate from this. This is something I think the left can get on board with because it's helping the very people they claim to represent. And I know that people like us, good Republicans that are conservative, can get on board with it because it's going to actually lower property taxes, and it's going to force the state of New Jersey to go back into these school districts and start looking at how to save money for the first time. And they do it right away. You don't have to fight over the school funding formula. You don't have to go through the legislature. You don't have to go through the Supreme Court. You don't have to talk about constitutional issues. And it doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with the school funding formula. What it does is it gives instant relief to the people in New Jersey who need it the most.
I think I just heard millions of property owners in New Jersey just go, yes.
Well, no. You know what they're saying? They don't believe it. They just think, oh, just another politician, you know, catering and pandering. But let me tell you, if this circuit breaker is passed into law tomorrow, then the average New Jerseyan could see a tax relief of the average New Jerseyan who pays more than 5% of his household income to property taxes. They could see immediate tax relief, not in the form of send it to Trenton and then hope you get it back, but keep it in your pocket in the first place. And yeah, I can't think of a better result.
Well, you know, and we're speaking with Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, who's the front runner for the Republicans in the gubernatorial race in the state of New Jersey. And I would say for people of all sorts of conservative stripes, she's the only person that's polling high enough to take a shot at this. I would say this, Kim, that the ability for people to see that instant savings is one of those tangibles that you'll be judged on from the moment you step foot in Trenton as the governor. And it's a promise that's going to be easy to measure who you are as a politician who does or does not keep their word to the voters that sends them there. So I am appreciative when people come up with transparent ideas and they say, this is how it works. And the likelihood of us being able to bring relief to so many people, because you're right. The New Jersey property tax issue in New Jersey, as I travel the state, as I go around to different places, this is the one thing that just drives people batty. And most people don't know that they're paying $5,300 more a year in property tax than the average house in every other state in the country.
Right. And you know what I'm finding, because I've been working on economic development and creating jobs in New Jersey for the last 8 years, what I find is now the complaint isn't any longer that we don't have unemployment, or that the unemployment is too high, because we're down to, what, 4.4 now? What I'm finding now is that people can't keep their jobs here and live here. So they're moving to Pennsylvania, they're moving to New York, where they can afford to live. Now, with this plan, and remember, this is going to be the number one issue for me when I become governor. So it's going to be the number one change agent for people who need it the most. This is not for everybody. Look, the millionaires aren't going to get rich. I know that's aren't going to save a lot, but the people who need it the most will be able to know how much their taxes are going to be and know how much they're going to get back or even not send to Trenton every year.
I love it. It's called the Circuit Breaker Tax Relief, and the Lieutenant Governor debuting it right here on Kevin McCullough Radio for the world to hear. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for the great idea. Thanks for coming on board, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
It's Kevin McCullough. We've got a lot to get to yet. How about some more tax relief by way of federal taxes? My next guest has something to say about that. Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal and today writing in the New York Times. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that 9 countries around the world have already seized their citizens' assets to pay down their country's debt or support their banking system, also known as what we call a bail-in? Do you know that bonds, mutual funds, and cash in the bank can be easily seized? While certain types of gold and silver coins historically are protected from government confiscation? Would you like to know the laws that have been passed to seize your wealth and how to protect your hard-earned money? Did you know that the Dodd-Frank Act allows our government, in its current language, to do the same type of seizure on our investments that those other 9 countries have done with their citizenry? Friends, if you don't want the government to seize your assets, you need to know how to protect yourself. So you need to call my friends at Landmark Capital today. They are waging a war against government seizure of your wealth. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 to get the free info. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
C.S. Lewis is in New York. Award-winning actor Max McLean portrays C.S. Lewis on stage in The Most Reluctant Convert. Theatermania declares that McLean delivers an uncannily spot-on performance. The Chicago Sun-Times calls The Most Reluctant Convert bristling, provocative, highly entertaining. The New Yorker describes C.S. Lewis's fiercely considered intellect as intriguing company. And The Weekly Standard writes, C.S. Lewis on stage delivers something truly novel in modern theater. A story about an immensely creative mind arriving at the threshold of faith. See the play the Washington Post called hugely moving. C.S. Lewis on stage, The Most Reluctant Convert. Go to cslewisonstage.com. That's cslewisonstage.com. Use code TRMISSION and save 25%. That's cslewisonstage.com.
This is the word for our city from Pastor Jones, lead pastor of Waters Church, where we meet every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at Wagner College, One Campus Road, Staten Island.
In John 16:33, Jesus says, "These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus said that in the world you will have tribulation, but in him you will have peace. So this is the word for today. No matter what you're going through, no matter the trials or the struggles that you're facing, know that God is for you, know that God is with you, and He has overcome everything that you're going through. So be of good cheer. In this world, you may find trouble, but in Him there is peace.
That was the word for our city from Pastor Jones, lead pastor of Waters Church on Staten Island. For more information, you can like us at Facebook at Waters Church NYC or email us at hello@waterschurch.net.
Rated 10 out of 10 as a top personal injury attorney by Avvo Rating, Dan Buttafuoco and the lawyers of Buttafuoco & Associates. Dan talks about the outcome of his representing Susan.
Susie was from Long Island, and she had been clipped by a car, and she was being represented by another lawyer who really wasn't that experienced in personal injury law. Susie had an offer of $100,000 on the table, and she wanted to change lawyers, so we took the case over. 1 year later to the day, we settled the case. After the lawyer was insisting she take $100,000 and would not get another penny, we settled the identical case with the same judge for $350,000. Susie was so happy, in spite of her arm injury, surgery, which was serious but not too serious. She bought my entire office dinner.
For a free evaluation of your case, call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a couple of years ago, I was in your shoes. I wanted to drop 20 to 40 pounds. About 30 was going to be perfect for me. And I said, I want to do it before swimsuit season arrived. And I really did. I wanted to drop the weight so that I didn't feel awkward, you know, when I was out in the pool with the kids and, you know, the neighbors came and the parties and all the rest. I wanted to feel okay in my own skin. How many of us have felt that way? Well, if you're tired of not feeling good in your own skin and you want to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, they will guarantee that you will do that at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. Now with a location also open in Secaucus, New Jersey. So it's convenient for those of you in Manhattan, for those of you in Brooklyn, for those of you in North Jersey. There's no excuse. Call Dr. Carrie Skorsky and get started today. It's 100% customized all-natural formula. You're not hungry. You eat real food the whole time, and they guarantee the weight loss. 1-844-THE-DIET. 844-THE-DIET. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. The Diet.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And it's kind of a big tax day today. The Lieutenant Governor of New Jersey just with us, breaking news that she's going to try to enact a circuit breaker law in the state of New Jersey, where if you're paying more than 5% of your household income in your property tax, that it'll be capped at 5%. That if it's above that, you won't have to pay that extra tax. I think that begins helping people immediately, given the fact that residents of that state pay nearly $5,300 per household more in property tax than anywhere else in the country. So let's continue the discussion of tax reform. Today in the New York Times, a fabulous piece written by Steve Forbes, Larry Kudlow, Arthur Laffer, and my next guest asks the question, why are Republicans making tax reform so hard? Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal, and you see him all over the cable circuit as well, has rejoined us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Stephen, why are Republicans making tax reform so hard? We just caught you in a bit of a dead zone there, Stephen. Let's start that question over again. What is it that that Republicans need to do by way of tax reform? Did we lose him altogether? All right. He was just getting off of a flight, and he may have hit a dead zone. Do we have him back?
I'm back.
All right, Stephen. Thanks for doing this.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead. What's the deal with Republicans? Why hasn't tax reform happened? What do they need to do?
Well, a couple things. First of all, given the debacle that happened on the health care reform, which stalled out. I mean, I think one lesson there is keep it simple. You know, you don't have to have a massive rewrite of the 60,000-page tax code, although I'd love to see that happen. I mean, Trump needs a victory right now. And by the way, I think one of the reasons that the economy is, you know, flattened a little bit in the last few weeks and the stock market has been so jittery is because there's a loss of confidence among investors and businesses that the Republicans are going to get this done. So what we proposed in our piece is just do what, you know, has the most political support, which is cut the business tax rates. Even most Republicans and Democrats believe that the business tax rates in this country are way too high and they're hurting American competitiveness and job creation. Get that done. Do the repatriation. So let companies bring money back to the United States to create jobs here. And then maybe throw in some infrastructure spending, which is what the Democrats want. And you might have a jobs bill that could get the majority of both houses, big majorities in both houses, to pass that. So that's what we're proposing. And then put off the big tax reform initiative, which I'd love to see and Steve Forbes would love to see, but put that off until 2018.
Well, let's talk about this in one of the sticking points. You mentioned in the piece that Paul Ryan is committed to revenue neutrality, and I think that ideally President Trump is too. But is revenue neutrality something that is really necessary when you're talking about trying to kickstart the economy and what the economy can ultimately produce by way of tax revenues?
No, I mean, my old buddy Bob Novak, who was one of the great journalists of the last 50 years, used to say that the only reason God put Republicans on this earth is to cut taxes. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing a tax cut. The economy needs it. Workers need it. Businesses need it. So, you know, what's the point of Kevin having a tax, you know, bill where, you know, my taxes go down, but yours go up by an equal amount? I mean, that's not going to help the economy much. Or, you know, so this revenue neutrality idea, I think, is a trap for the Republicans. And by the way, you know, if we get this tax cut passed, if we get the business taxes down, by the way, not just for corporations, but small businesses as well, just think about what that's going to mean for the economy. You're going to see a big boost to the economy. You're going to get a lot of business expansion. You're going to have more people employed. And, you know, check me if I'm wrong on this, but, you know, when you have more businesses and more workers and less people on welfare, that brings the deficit down. It doesn't bring it up.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I think part of it is the adventurous nature of the cut itself. And look, I deal with small businesses all the time, Steve. This is something that they just got punished for the last 8 years trying to stay in business. And if you drop their tax rate from 35% to 15%, that should nearly get so white hot that it melts the economy. I mean, you're going to talk about such energy being produced.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Now, look, I don't think we're going to get it to 15, but I think we can get it down to 20. And by the way, most small businesses, you know, if they're half successful, they're paying, you know, 35 or 40% tax rates. Some of the highest tax rates in the world are paid by American small businesses. You know, 2/3 of all jobs in this economy are created by small business entrepreneurs. So, you know, why not give them a boost? If they have more money, guess what? They can, you know, hire more workers, pay their workers more, build a new plant, or maybe purchase more equipment that makes their workers more competitive and more efficient. So it just seems to me that this is such an obvious thing. And look, the idea that we're going to put taxes reform off until 2018 is a terrible idea. I mean, Trump needs a victory now. The economy needs this. There's no reason to wait. The only problem I've had with Trump so far is there's not a degree of urgency here. You know, it was by August of 1981, you know, within 9 months of President Reagan's presidency, he had a tax bill signed, sealed, and delivered. Why can't that happen this year?
Well, I think that it can, and it probably should, but they're going to have to take those steps to get it done. Now, what's the over and under on how the House will receive your plan in terms of because look, you're not reinventing the wheel. This is exactly what Reagan and Kennedy both did and had huge economic gains from it.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, we've gotten a huge response on this piece, by the way. People all over the country say you and Forbes and Kudlow and Lapp are exactly right. This is precisely what Donald Trump should do and the Republicans in Congress. Get a W, you know, get a victory here, pick up the economy, and then look, I'd love to see, you know, I'm a flat tax guy. I'd love to see a total overhaul of the tax system and make it really simple, get rid of all the, you know, the massive amounts of forms and things like that. And by the way, I spent the last 4 or 5 nights up till 2 a.m. doing my taxes, so I hate that stuff. But I just don't think you can reform the whole tax system in 3 or 4 months. I think it's going to take more preparation and more, more bipartisan consensus. And right now, that just doesn't exist.
But I like the message. Get the small businesses covered first, and you'll start employing people. You'll start increasing. People have a hard time understanding it. Lower taxes creates more revenues for Washington.
It's not that complicated.
No, it's not. And that's the point of your article. Good job, Steve. Thanks again for connecting with us. We appreciate it. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got lots more breaking news to get around to, so stay with us here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, I'm Phil Van Horn, Chairman and CEO of Blue Rock Energy, the premier natural gas and electricity supplier across the Northeast. We serve residential and business customers in all 5 boroughs and across New York State, from the Buffalo Bills to the Brooklyn Nets. Stop wasteful spending on your natural gas and electricity supply. Think that your energy costs are 20 to 30% of your total operating expenses. Switch to Blue Rock Energy for a customized solution for your energy needs. Save money on your natural gas and electricity bills with Blue Rock Energy. Blue Rock Energy consultants can help you develop a plan for your business for budget certainty while lowering your natural gas and electricity costs. Stop, think, switch, and save with Blue Rock Energy. Find us on Facebook or call us at 877-280-4909. BlueRockEnergy.com. That's 877-280-4909. 877-280-4909.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. Call 844-760-TRADE, 844-760-TRADE, or text the word TRADE to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
Smithtown Christian School is excited to announce the opening of its 2017 enrollment season. Located in north central Suffolk County, SES features a diverse pre-K to 12th from over 40 school districts in Nassau and Suffolk counties. With high-quality curriculum, a qualified and loving faculty, and a commitment to help your child grow in knowledge and wisdom, Smithtown Christian School is the school of choice for parents looking for a great education guided by a biblical worldview. Visit learnwithses.org to register for an upcoming open house or call 631-265-3334 for more information.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you. And if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's brooklynspinecenter.com.
Every year, WMCA holds a special event where we give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and Turning Point's Dr. David Jeremiah on May 18th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Pastors can register for 2 complimentary tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners are invited to purchase tickets at am570themission.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition is sponsored by the Israel Ministry of Tourism and Nyack College.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here. Take a sip of water. Have to do that because I've been fighting that flu for the last 24 hours. You know that flu just starts out with like really congested chest and then you just make everybody in the house miserable, hacking all night. That's what I did. It's, you know, yay, go dad. Anyway, glad you're with us. Big news on the Supreme Court today because Mr. Neil Gorsuch, the newest associate justice on the Supreme Court, has his first major test before him. And the kind of the validity of what P. people were hoping that they would get from a Trump presidency, especially for evangelicals. Remember, evangelicals voted for Trump primarily because of the Supreme Court. They voted because they wanted to get an originalist in, somebody that did not make up stuff and say, oh, well, the Constitution promotes that, when it clearly didn't. Like, you know, the Roe v. Wade decision. Clearly, the Constitution is silent on abortion. There's no right to an abortion in the Constitution. But that's what liberal judges do. They interpret and they twist and they say, well, that old document, it didn't really count for much of anything, so we're gonna just like make it say something it didn't say. By the way, there are people in pulpits that do the same thing with the Bible now. I don't know if you noticed that. It can be a little bit troubling at times. But here's the thing that's going on in the Supreme Court today. They have a case before them that takes into consideration whether or not a church called Trinity Lutheran Church should be eligible for state funds. Now, here's what's at stake. The church operates a school, a Christian school, and they have had gravel as the, playground substance that the kids run around on as long as they've been in existence. But the state gives grants to nonprofits that seek safer recreational environment for their children. Well, they've now come up with this technology where you recycle used tires and they cut them up into little tiny shards of rubber, and you put that where the gravel is now, and you end up with far fewer scrapes and cuts and gashes and that kind of thing from kids that are falling all over the rocks. So they go to apply for this, and they're told, basically, that because it's a Christian school, that they're not going to be eligible to have the grant. The Missouri law prohibits direct government aid. This is what the people defending the side of the state are arguing. Prohibits direct government aid to educational institutions that have a religious affiliation. So they're saying, because this is a church that operates this Christian school, we're not going to give you what we were willing to give all the other schools in order to keep your kids safe because of what you believe. So this is an interesting case because now, Judge Gorsuch, I mean, and this case was postponed for 14 months because every court beneath the Supreme Court had split or tied. So it went 1-0 in the original case, finding for the state. Then it went 2-1, finding for the state. They appealed it again and went to the appellate. They split 5-5. If the Supreme Court were to come to an also split decision of 4-4 back before Gorsuch was there, it would have gone back to the appellate level, which was split. So the Supreme Court took it, and it might even be a moot case now because the governor that was just elected has decided to reverse the formal policy and allow religious institutions that are nonprofits to participate in the program in their state. So he's opened it up to religious institutions to be able to do that. But the court is weighing this. It's considered to be one of the more big issue cases that the court is dealing with this session. And we'll see in the very near future what it is that the judges think. Should Christian schools be punished because they're Christian? That's kind of the argument. Wellness Wednesday next. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. In this economy, wouldn't you like to consolidate your home equity with your first mortgage? My friends Mike and Brian, you know them, Mike and Brian, Intercontinental Capital Group, will facilitate that for you. Just call them at 1-800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919, 800-300-8919. Write it down for me, 800-300-8919. And when you call, just understand, as I've always been telling you, Mike and Brian take it personally that the customer service that they offer is second to none. You're going to not be treated like a number. They're going to understand your story and help you to the max. And you should be checking up on your mortgage to give you that extra flexibility as often as you can, because you just never know month to month if you're going to be in a better situation. So call Mike and Brian today and get all of it. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
It's working great on me. I can't believe it. I've been having a lot of health issues. You know, my muscles, my legs, my knees. So ever since I've been taking this, I've really, really improved. My blood pressures are way down. My cholesterol's are back to normal. I'm in just good shape. I can't believe this thing is going. I even lost 6 pounds when I went to the doctor. And he wanted to know what I'm doing to lose 6 pounds. But I'm not doing anything. I just taking this Balance of Nature, and it's working out for me. And it'll work for anybody, I know.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Breaking news! The biggest gospel event of the year, McDonald's Gospel Fest 2017, just got bigger! Just added to this year's lineup, Fantasia Barrino. Yes, she'll be returning back to her gospel roots for one night only singing gospel. Wow, you don't want to miss this amazing evening. Also starring Donnie McClarkin, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Erica Campbell, Israel Houghton, Anthony Brown, Bishop Paul Morton, Greater Allen AME Mass Choir, and a special message from Pastor A.R. Bernard. Saturday, May 13th at the Prudential Center Arena in Newark, New Jersey. Get your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster 1-800-745-3000 or go to Ticketmaster.com. McDonald's Gospel Fest, produced and directed by A. Curtis Farrow.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. The first 100 days of the Trump presidency will be critical and arguably the most telling of the type of America we will live in for the next 4 years and beyond. Don't miss the next Salem Biz Breakfast First 100 Days event, where I'll be moderating a panel discussion between myself, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Eric Metaxas in a discussion about Trump's upcoming policy and court decisions and his efforts and promises to create new jobs. We'll also be talking with Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, Brett Yormark, president and CEO of the Brooklyn Sports and Entertainment, and Phil Van Horn, president and CEO of Blue Rock Energy, about building a brand and radio, social media, and sports marketing. Come join the discussion. It's happening Wednesday, May 3rd, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Bergen Community College in Paramus, New Jersey. A free delicious gourmet breakfast by DR Catering will be served, and bring business cards to enter for great prizes. Tickets are free, but you must register at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. Register now. am570themission.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, it's a great day to be with you to talk about not only the top headlines of the day, but the ways that we can even think for just a few minutes about becoming more well people. Wellness Wednesday is what we take time out for from time to time here on the midweeks. And I'm so grateful to have my next guest, because they have helped me begin to balance certain elements of my life. I'm 47 years young. I've got kids. You hear me talk about them. Balance of Nature, the whole Doug and Susan Howard clan. Seems like you bring like a tour bus with you when you come to New York. It's like how many are in the Howard family?
Oh, well, we have five kids and 21 grandkids.
Say, and you travel with all of them most of the time.
Well, these two that are here with me, they're adopted family.
I think you packed some in your backpacks when you walked down the street. No, I'm kidding. Dr. Howard, welcome back. Good to have you. By the way, congratulations, 20 years. Your 20th anniversary celebration.
Not in marriage,
but
in the business.
No, but in business. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. And we've been talking about that on the air for the last month, telling people, you know, now's the time to try the fruits and vegetables because it is the 20th anniversary. Much success with that. Every time you come, you always have this big grin on your face. Actually, you grin all the time. It's almost annoying. It's
life
like this
is
man
good.
Never has a down moment. When you walk in, though, you always have these success stories and people that have been on the product and their lives have changed. And real quickly, tell us about somebody who's had that experience.
Well, let me explain. It's pretty funny. Sometimes I'll even take calls, and sometimes I'll get somebody to say, yeah, nice actors, or even they'll say, you know, with your success stories, you should get new actors. And we're like, no, you don't understand. These are real live success stories.
Right.
They're the actual conversations with our health coaches and customers.
And in the ads that people hear, except for the live read that I do, which I'm a customer, so I'm a success story, but in all of the ads, every single soundbite are actual callers that called your people and said whatever they said as to how it happened.
That's exactly what it
wow.
is. That's what you're hearing. And we hear them every single day. In fact, I brought with me today a health coach and assistant with their own success stories.
Okay.
Whether it's their success of working with other people or their own personal success
sure.
of health.
So introduce us to one of them.
Katana here is with us, and a great gal, our head health coach.
Katana, tell me about Balance of Nature. How did it come into your life? How did it make a difference?
Yeah, personally, it came into my life through my autoimmune disease. I have what's called Hashimoto's disease, and a lot of people with any autoimmune disease knows that the symptoms are being tired, possible weight gain, you know,
yeah.
your hair thins, all of those. And so a lot of the customers I deal with do have these autoimmune disease. They come right to me, and I see success in those symptoms all the time. I know in my own personal life, I went from sleeping like nearly 15 hours a day to actually working full-time, going to school full-time, having the energy to go to the gym, anything I want to do. And my customers feel the exact same way. They call me with their autoimmune diseases as well, just going on about how much this has improved their quality of life. I talked to someone just the other day that his energy came back, so he was able to start exercising, and he's been able to build strength, and now he's not using his cane to walk. Just
wow.
things like that all the time. It's amazing, really.
Yeah. And we think, you know, not use a cane, and most people, you know, this is New York, we're jaded, we're busy, we don't care. But to the person that happens to, that is such a big deal. And Dr. Howard, you talk about this nearly every conversation we have, that the body is an amazing organism that God created. It, in large measure, can heal itself. We just have to feed it and treat it the right way in order for that to happen.
You give it the right raw materials, and our bodies are fantastic chemical laboratories,
yeah.
okay? We run on chemistry. People don't realize that. And so it's very important you give it the right raw materials to run on. But what's key also is when you call in, you get a free health coach. You get free assistance. We're all about seeing results. And so that's not an extra charge or anything.
Right.
And when you call and you get, they're not going to try to sell you more products or things. What you see is what you get. We do a whole health system of Balance of Nature, which is the fruits, the veggies, and the fiber and spice. And so what they're going to cover is they're going to help you cover parts of your life, your physical aspect of your life, your chemical aspect of your life. Other things you may be eating might be a part of that too, and so forth. And also your spiritual aspect of your life, or mental, emotional, you can call it whatever you want.
Sure, sure, sure.
But those three sides of that triangle are vital to your health, and they'll work with you to help you get results.
Balance of Nature, friends. It's their 20th anniversary. They're celebrating by offering free fruits and vegetables for 2 months. You got to call and get the details at 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com and check out everything that's on the website as well. But Dr. Howard, when you were doing this, this came out of an extension of what you were doing as a private practice doctor. You just wanted to help more people, and you began to see that these raw materials in their most pure essence, in their most potent essence, were really holding the secrets to helping the human body do what it needed to do.
Well, and I actually started, I was Dean of Foreign Student Affairs at Pavlov Medical University in Russia, and it was during a very severe economic time there, and we started seeing diseases come up due to socioeconomics, not because of viruses and bacteria, and we usually like to think about. And so I started seeing it was linked to diet. And when I came back to the United States, I started seeing that in my geriatric patients, or patients over 50, for example, it was most evident that we had some of those same symptoms of scurvy, for example, wow, which is a lack of vitamin C. But people who have peeling, thinning skin and bruising and bleeding gums. And I started going, wait, these are really nutritional deficiencies. So I started working with them, first trying to get them to eat better. Well, that wasn't working.
Right.
And then I started trying to get them to juice. Well, I started having some people come in orange because the only thing they were juicing was carrots.
So then the fruits and vegetables came along, friends. And since then, 10 servings in every capsule. It's an amazing story. You got to call and find out more. Get your health coach. Connect with someone for you today. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Call and get the details right now. 1-800-246-8751. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
C.S. Lewis is in New York. Award-winning actor Max McLean portrays C.S. Lewis on stage in The Most Reluctant Convert. Theater Mania declares that McLean delivers an uncannily spot-on performance. The Chicago Sun-Times calls The Most Reluctant Convert bristling, provocative, highly entertaining. The New Yorker describes C.S. Lewis's fiercely considered intellect as intriguing company. And the Weekly Standard writes, C.S. Lewis on stage delivers something truly novel in modern theater. A story about an immensely creative mind arriving at the threshold of faith. See the play The Washington Post called hugely moving. C.S. Lewis on stage, The Most Reluctant Convert. Go to cslewisonstage.com. That's cslewisonstage.com. Use code TRMISSION and save 25%. That's cslewisonstage.com.
This Moment in Labor is brought to you by National Debt Relief, one of the nation's most respected debt relief companies.
On March 6, 1885, the Coast Seamen's Union was organized on the San Francisco waterfront by 300 sailors dissatisfied by conditions that existed aboard ship. In 1891, the Steamship Sailors Union merged with the Coast Seamen's Union to form the Sailors Union of the Pacific. The reasons for that merger are clearly stated in the preamble to the SUP Constitution. Having been organized separately and having thoroughly learned the value of organization, and further, that two organizations of the same craft are not for the best interest of men working at said craft, we have determined to form one union. The Sailors Union of the Pacific has been in continuous operation since that day, an achievement unequaled by any other maritime union in the world.
If you've racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are barely getting by making minimum payments, you should know there are ways you can become debt-free and you may not have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief at 888-391-0 That's 888-391-0388. 888-391-0388.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
Yeah, this is the discussion. The Fresno police chief on the shooting by a man by the name of Corey Muhammad, who the media tried to skirt the issue and not point out that he was screaming Allahu Akbar as he was killing people. I guess he shot like numbers of people in like in under 60 seconds. Well, it's just a reminder that here we sit in 2017 with another major city and another person who invokes Islamic language in order to carry out violence. And I honestly do not believe that we are an Islamic hating nation. I don't think that America has expressed a corporate mentality that is against Muslims. But Muslims continue to, on a daily basis, kill in God's name. And if it's not here in the West, it's somewhere in the East, and they're blowing up rivals, and they're blowing up churches, and they're taking people that they disagree with, and they're sending them off to eternity because of why? They argue that it's what God tells them to do. It's what Allah wants them to do. It's just another reason why I think that we need to have a lot of thought go into who we vet, how we vet, when we vet, in terms of people coming here from those places that are hotbeds. Now, from what we know about Corey Muhammad, is that I'm not clear on his actual connection to any Middle East Islamic activity. But it's easy enough to connect his name and his faith when he goes around yelling Allahu Akbar and shooting people. And the press is falling all over themselves to try to describe him as anything but Islamic. Some saying, just calling him the suspected gunman. Others saying he's a black separatist. Anyone that's caught making the connection between yelling Allahu Akbar and him killing in the name of Allahu Akbar. He claimed an affinity for the Dallas police shooter as he moved randomly from person to person, murdering three people in downtown Fresno, California. He shouted Allahu Akbar even as he was being arrested. He had posted on Black Lives Matter, allegedly told police he hates white people, is named Corey Ali Muhammad, and he's wanted for earlier slayings, one of a Motel 6 security guard. See, I don't hear people doing this in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't hear them doing it in the name of Jehovah. I don't hear them doing it in the name of Buddha or any of the, anything else either. But we do have increasingly numbers of attacks that are occurring with people that make this association. It's not being associated by us. They're the ones self-identifying. He even posted it on Twitter, Allahu Akbar. And then he thanked Allah for the cataclysmic natural disasters striking America. It's not clear if he meant the shootings and the killings or the actual natural disasters that are made by nature. But either way, not a nice guy. And yet he lives and there's four people that are dead because of him. Tonight. Something to think about. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.